但是想不起他的 mantra 来。
So Arjuna was able to kill him.
Arjuna 就能杀了他。
Still, Karna, the idea, the Kshatriyas, they're so powerful, they have no fear.
仍然的，这就是 Kshatriya 的概念，他们这么有力量，无所畏惧。
Prabhupada explains that there was a great king, I don't know if he was so great, but he was a king. His name was Yasomanta Sen.
帕帕解释另外一个例子，说有一个国王，不知道他是不是这么有名，他的名字叫做 Yasomanta Sen.
And what happened was, he'd gone to fight a war.
在他身上发生的事情就是他要去打仗。
But he got defeated.
可是他被打败了。
Somehow after he got defeated, he came home.
无论如何，在他被打败之后，他就回家了。
And sent a message, open the gate, the king is coming.
他就派人去说了，把大门打开，国王回来了。
But his queen was inside, and she said, my king will not come home defeated.
可是他的王后呢，在这个门里边，这王后就说，我的国王不会在被击败的情况下回来的。
She wouldn't open the door.
她不愿意开门。
She said, the man who's coming, he must be a cheater. He must be an imposter.
她说呢，来的这个男人呢，一定是一个骗子，一定是一个冒牌货。
Because my husband, either he will die on the battlefield.
因为我的丈夫或者是他死在战场上
or he will be victorious
或者是他得胜
but he cannot come home defeated
他不可能是战败而归
this is the mood of the Kshatriya
这就是 Kshatriya 的情感
they cannot go back
他们不能够回头
they have to go forward
他们必须要一直前进
there's a nice painting in the palace of Jaipur
在 Jaipur 的宫殿里有一幅很好的这个图画
two Kshatriyas are fighting
有两位沙雀在作战
and one soldier, one Kshatriya is putting the sword into the chest of the other man
有一个沙雀呢他拿着他的宝剑刺进了另外一个人的胸膛
and the other Kshatriya is pulling him forward so that he can strike him
而这个沙雀呢还在把他拉近自己这样可以去打他
so even though the sword is in him he's pulling the person forward the sword is going more into him but he wants to strike
即便这个宝剑已经插在他的胸膛上仍然他想把这个人拉过来这样这个宝剑会更深地插进他的胸膛这样可是他会得到一个机会打那个人
So these Kshatriyas they had so much courage they were so powerful so fearless
Kshatriya有这么多的勇气所以他们就无所畏惧
Either they will die on the battlefield or they will win
或者他们战死沙场或者他们能够赢得战争
But they don't come defeated
但他们不会战败回家
36.
你的仇敌将用恶毒的语言诋毁你，讥笑你的无能。还有什么比这使你更痛苦的呢？
Ato va prapshasi swargam hitva va bokshase mahim tasmadutishta konteya yudaya kritanischaya
37节昆提之子呀战死你将飞升富丽的天堂战胜你将荣享地上的王国快快起来下定决心作战吧、
This is a wonderful verse
这是一个非常美妙的诗节
Tamal Krishna Goswami used toHe used this verse to inspire Srila Prabhupada to go back to the West in 1977.
Tamal Krishna Goswami 用这一个诗节来激励 Prabhupada 在1977年的时候回到西方。
Prabhupada was very sick, and he was not walking. He were having to carry Prabhupada everywhere.
Prabhupada 当时病得很厉害，他都不能走路了，他不得不。抬着帕帕去所有的地方。
And Tamal Krishna Goswami was serving Prabhupada, and he was telling Prabhupada, "If you go to the West, you'll get better. You'll get your health back."
Tamal Krishna Goswami 就鼓励帕帕说呢，如果你去西方的话，你的健康状况会好起来，你就会恢复的。
And he would quote this verse: "Either you will die on the battlefield and attain the heavenly, or you will attain the heavenly planet."
他就引用这个诗节，或者你战死沙场，或者呢，你就会飞升天堂。
Prabhupada said, yes, I want the benediction that I can die on the battlefield.
Papa 说是的我想得到这个祝福战死沙场。
This is the mood of devotee, preaching devotee.
这就是一位传教奉献者的情感。
They want to die on the battlefield.
他们想战死沙场。
That is a glorious step.
这是一种荣耀的死亡。
Glorious for the Kshatriya and glorious for the preacher also.
对 Kshatriya 来讲非常的荣耀，对传教士来讲也是非常荣耀的。
Yeah. Prabhupada didn't want to just sit down and retire.
Prabhupada 并不想坐下来退休。
Tamal Krishna Goswami also told Prabhupada, we will never also stop traveling and preaching.
Tamal Krishna Goswami 也告诉 Prabhupada 说，我们也永远不会停止下来我们的传教工作。
And he never did.
他也从来没有这么做过。
So this is a very meaningful verse.
这是意味深长的一个世界。
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read about Vritasura also.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam, 我们也读到了 Vritasura.
How he died on the battlefield.
他也死在战场上。
The Yadus, when they were defending Dwarka against Salva.
亚杜族的人们，他们在战场上为了保卫 Dwarka 跟 Salva 作战的时候。
Yeah, they were all prepared to give up their life on the battlefield.
他们也都准备要在战场上放弃他们自己的生命。
Prabhupada would sometimes give the example about the young woman who's been dancing. She's learning to dance and she has to give a performance.
Prabhupada 举了这个例子，就是一个年轻的女子，她在学习怎么跳舞，因为她要上台表演。
So when she comes to give the performance on the stage, she sees that so many of her relatives and family members are in the audience.
当她上台表演的时候，她看到在台底下的观众之中呢，有很多她的家里人、亲戚朋友。
And she feels very shy about having to dance in front of all of them.
她就感觉到在他们所有人面前跳舞非常的害羞。
And she tries to cover her face, put some cloth over her face.
她想把自己的脸遮住，拿一块布把脸给盖起来。
But, you know, she should just simply dance. She's come to dance. She shouldn't worry about who's in the audience and who's looking at her.
可她仅仅就应该只是跳舞而已，她不应该担心到底谁在她的观众之中。
You know, if she's thinking, oh, they'll see me dance. I don't like them to see me.
可她想着，哦，他们该看见我跳舞了，我不愿意让他们看见我。
You know, she won't give a very good performance if she's thinking that.
如果她这样想的话，她的表演就不会怎么样。
In the same way, the Kshatriya, he cannot be thinking, oh, I have to fight with my uncle, I have to fight with my grandfather, with my teacher.
沙雀他们也不应该想着，哦，我要跟我的叔叔作战了，我要跟我的祖父作战了，我要跟我的老师作战了。
You can't be compassionate on the battlefield.
在战场上是不能动恻隐之心的。
So this is the idea, Arjuna.Krishna's explaining this to Arjuna.
就是这个概念 ，Krishna 在把这个概念讲给 Arjuna.
You have to fight with determination.
要下定决心去作战。
Next verse.
下一个时节。
Sukha dukhe samay kriba laba labo jaya jayo tato yudaya yachasva naivam papam avapshasi.
你要不计苦乐，不计得失，不计成败，为战而战。这样你永远不会招致罪过。
So the difficulties which we get for Krishna, that is our real happiness.
因此我们为 Krishna 而有的任何的困难都是我们真正的快乐。
We cannot be considering what is our happiness, what is our distress.
我们不能想着我们的快乐是什么，痛苦是什么。
What is our loss, what is our gain?
我们的得与失是什么。
We cannot be attached to the result.
不能依附结果。
We have to be attached simply to Krishna and Krishna's service.
我们仅仅应该依附 Krishna, 对 Krishna 的服务。
Krishna is trying to make this point to Arjuna to bring him to a higher platform.
Krishna 就在试图向 Arjuna 解释这一点，把他提升到更高的层面。
In the beginning, he was speaking about, you know, you can enjoy the results, but now Krishna is telling him, you know, don't be attached to the results.
一开始 Krishna 告诉他说你可以享受结果，但现在 Krishna 跟他讲你不应该依附于结果。
In this way, just simply do your duty, and this way you won't get any sin.
就这样，仅仅履行你的职责，就不会招致任何罪过了。
So in the purport, Prabhupada quotes this verse about one who surrendered to Krishna, he is not in debt to anyone.
在要旨之中，啪啪就引述了这个世节：一个臣服于 Krishna 的人，再不欠任何人的。
We may wonder, even the gopis are considered the greatest devotees of Krishna.
我们可能会想 ，Gopi 们被认为是 Krishna 最伟大的奉献者。
But they're not. They're seemingly in so much distress.
但看起来他们好像处在很大的痛苦之中。
But that distress, Krishna leaving Vrindavan, that is their real happiness.
但那个痛苦，也就是 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan, 是他们真正的快乐。
We cannot understand what is actually real transcendental happiness, but with our material minds.
用我们物质的心意，我们是理解不了真正的灵性的欢乐、灵性的快乐是什么的。
They had a picture of Prabhupada where one devotee said, Prabhupada, you look very sad there.
有一张就是帕帕的照片，有一个奉行者就说呢，帕帕在这张照片上你看起来好像很悲伤。
Prabhupada said, that was a moment of ecstasy.
帕帕说，这是狂喜的一刻。
People, we cannot understand what is real happiness with our material mind and senses.
用我们物质的心意和感官，人们不能够理解什么是真正的快乐。
Real happiness is simply to be fixed, to be engaged in the service of Krishna.
真正的快乐就意味着从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
And Krishna wants Arjuna to come to this platform of transcending all of this material happiness and distress, loss and gain.
Krishna 就想让 Arjuna 超越这个物质的苦乐、得失成败的层面。
In this way, Krishna is trying to encourage Arjuna again to perform his duty.
这样 Krishna 就在再次鼓励 Arjuna 履行他的职责。
Are there any questions from these verses?
针对这些师姐有什么问题吗？
有，应该解释有一辆火车在两个轨道上平行驾驶，这个两种职责是不是得履行到生命的最后一刻？
Should we perform our two kinds of responsibilities, two kinds of duties until the last moment of life?
Oh, the idea is that in the beginning, we should perform both responsibilities.
这个想法是说在一开始我们应该履行这两种职责。
And then as we get older, we can go more, we can give up more of the material duties.
当我们变老的时候，我们可以更多的放弃一些物质的职责。
Yeah, we explained how in the material world people also retire. They give up their jobs, you know, they stop working, the family's old, the children are away.
我们已经解释过了，在物质世界里，人们也是老了的时候就要退休。那他们变老了，孩子也走了。
You know, from the age of 50, Prabhupada explains that is the time when you have to begin to prepare for the next life.
到五十岁的时候，帕帕解释说，这就是你该为下一世做准备的时候了。
Very seriously.
而且是要非常严肃的。
You know, because by the age of 50, we're already old and death can come anytime.
因为五十岁的时候我们就已经老了，死亡会在任何的时候到来。
And it takes 20 years or so to get detached from our family situation.
差不多要花费20年左右的时间，让我们超脱这个家庭的依附。
So you have to prepare for that.
因此要为此做出准备。
Of course, when you're younger, you can also be practicing spiritual life, but there's also, you know, usually other commitments also.
当然，你年轻的时候也可以修习灵性生活的这些方方面面，但你还有其他的许多的承诺。
The point is that when we're young, it's difficult to go totally onto the spiritual side.
要点是当你年轻的时候是很难完全走到灵性那一边的。
Because if you have a family, you have a home, you need money, you have to think about many material things.
因为如果你要是有家，有家庭成员的话，你就要想着养活他们。
Some people can do it, but it's not easy.
有的人可以做得到，但并不容易。
But certainly everyone should do it as they get older.
但是当然呢，就是每一个人当他老的时候都要做这一点。
A few rare people can do it, and when they're young, they can go fully onto the spiritual, and they don't think anything about material.
只有非常罕见的人，他们可以在年轻的时候就完全走到灵性的那一边，不用再考虑物质的职责了。
But as we get older, everyone has to do it.
但当我们变老的时候，每个人就都要专注在灵性方面。
Everyone has to take sannyas one day.
有一天，每一个人都要做 sannyas.
Because you have to leave this body.
因为你要离开这个躯体。
You have to leave everything.
你要把所有的一切都抛开。
So you have to prepare for that.
要为此做好准备。
We should be careful how quickly we move into that position of giving up everything.
但我们要小心自己是以多快的速度就转移到放弃所有一切的那个位置上去了。
Sometimes we would get people who would come and they would give up everything, give up, you know, they had a lot of savings and land and house and give everything.
有的时候人们来了，他们就把所有的全都放弃了，他们给出他们的积蓄，给出他们的土地，给出他们的房子，把所有的一切都捐了。
And then after a little while, then they want to leave again.
可是过一段时间之后，他们想离开。
And they want their property back.
他们想把自己的财产要回来。
You know, may already been spent.
可能都已经被花光了。
So, to avoid these difficulties, we tell people, you know, don't try to go too fast.
为了避免这种困境，我们就告诉别人呢，不要前进得太快。
Well, if we've taken complete shelter of Krishna, it means we're not obliged to fulfill any obligations to other people.
如果我们完全得到 Krishna 的庇护的话，那就意味着我们再没有义务再去服务任何其他的人了。
Just like somebody may take sannyas, they may renounce the world, means that they're not obliged, they don't have any responsibility. If they've completely taken shelter of Krishna, they don't have any responsibility to their wife.Children they may have had before.
如果一个人接受了 sannyas, 弃绝了这个世界的话，那么他就再也没有义务，再也没有职责要履行了，他就不用像以前一样对他的妻子、孩子负有一定的责任了。
Just like Prabhupada went to America with nothing, he didn't have hardly any money when he went to America, and he started his society. And by the time Prabhupada left this world, he had, you know, some big temples.
就像帕帕去美国的时候几乎没有什么钱，他几乎是在身无分文的情况下去的，但后来等到他离开这个世界的时候，他建起了很多的大庙。
So his family decided that they should have some of that money.
他的家庭就决定了应该有他的一些钱。
You know, because he saw he, you know, their father is the founder of an international society.
因为他们的父亲是一个国际协会的创始人。
And they were just an ordinary people in India.
他们只是印度住在加尔各答的普通人。
And they thought, you know, all of these temples, all of these books, these are all our fathers.
他们就想，所有的这些神庙，所有的这些书，全都是我们的父亲的。
It should be ours.
应该是我们的。
So, but Prabhupada was a sannyasi.
但 Prabhupada 是一位 sannyasi.
He had been initiated as a sannyasi, and.The vow of the sannyas, a sannyas is considered a dead man.
他被启迪为一位 sannyasi, 而一位 sannyasi 他的誓言是他被认为是一个死人。
Socially, he's dead.
社交上他是死的。
He doesn't have any responsibility.
他对任何人不再负有任何责任。
He's dedicated his life for Krishna.
他把他的生命献给 Krishna.
So in the same way, a devotee, any devotee who surrenders to Krishna,In the spiritual sense, they don't have any obligation.
同样道理，任何臣服于 Krishna 的奉献者，他们从灵性的方面讲，就不再有任何的义务了。
But other people may come. You know, if you become a devotee, your mother may come and say, "No, I'm old, I'm sick. You have to come and take care of me."
但其他人可以来找你，比如说你妈来找你了，说我老了，而且又生病了，你得来照顾我。
Spiritually, you don't have obligation.
在灵性上你没有义务。
But, you know, it's not easy to give up all these responsibilities.
但要放弃所有这些职责却不是容易的一件事情。
You know, to go away from home, to go out of home and not go home again.
要离开家，再也不回家了。
Never see any of your family relatives.
再也看不见你的家庭成员，你的亲戚朋友了。
Are you able to do it?
你能做得到吗？
No, because we haven't totally surrendered to Krishna.
不，因为我们还没有完全臣服于 Krishna.
But if we have totally taken shelter of Krishna, you know, if we have, you may even still be with your family and take shelter of Krishna.
其实另外一种情况是，可能你还跟自己的家里人在一起，但你却完全臣服于 Krishna.
It's not that you have to leave your family and leave everyone to be with Krishna. You can be with them and also be Krishna conscious.
不是说你一定要离开你的家庭成员、亲戚朋友才能够具有 Krishna 知觉，你可以仍然跟你的家里人在一起，仍然具备 Krishna 知觉。
And this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya.
这就是主 Chaitanya 的教导。
Lord Chaitanya says, "Don't change your position."
主 Chaitanya 说，不要改变你的地位。
Stay in your position and hear about Krishna.
留在你的地位上，聆听 Krishna.
And as we hear about Krishna, we become purified.
当我们聆听跟 Krishna 有关的事情的时候，我们便受到净化。
But in the material sense, you know, we have responsibilities. Our parents bring us up. We certainly have a debt to them.
在物质的角度上，我们有自己的职责要履行。比如我们的父母把我们抚养成人，我们就要亏欠他们的。
You can say, but my parents, you can get liberty. If I become a pure devotee, you will also get liberty.
可你也可以说，如果我要是成为纯粹奉献者的话，我父母，你们全都能够得到解脱。
But they may say we don't want liberation.
可是他们可能会跟你说，我们不想解脱。
We want you.
我们想要你。
And the teachers, they give us so much knowledge. We're indebted to them.
而老师们，他们给我们这么多的知识，我们也亏欠他们的。
The country you're grown up in, you have a responsibility to them.
你成长起来的国家，你对这个国家也负有义务和责任。
You know, American people, they go into foreign countries, they still have to every year pay taxes for the money they earn.
如果美国人去别的国家的话，他们每年还要为他们挣的钱向美国交税。
They're still considered responsible.
他们仍然被认为是要负有责任的。
那这个亏欠指的就是灵性上的。
Yeah, but material also.
物质上也是。
Sometimes difficult to escape.
有的时候很难逃避。
Materially and spiritually, you know, you may go into the law court and try to say, no, court may not accept this verse.
你可能上法庭，可是你在法庭上跟人家讲的话，人家不接受这个时节。
If you borrow money from somebody, you owe them a lot of money and say, oh, now I'm going to go surrender to Krishna, I won't pay them back.
如果你要是跟别人借了一大笔钱，然后你跟人家说，现在我要去臣服 Krishna 了，你就不还人家钱了。
So, 这个是借口啊。
借口。
如果一个人在物质上就是就像您刚才说的那种情况，或者是说他没有很好的赡养他的父母啊，就是欠有这种物质的债务的话，那 Krishna 能够接受他吗？他
they have so
if they don't pay back their debts to their parents, and then will Krishna accept such devotees?
Yeah, if you have the devotion, if you have that complete surrender to Krishna, Krishna can accept.
是的，如果你有对 Krishna 这种奉爱，这种完全的臣服， Krishna 就可以接受。
那这指的这个不欠任何人什么，这怎么能怎么理解？
If your life is given to Krishna,
如果你的生命给了 Krishna, 你把你的生活给 Krishna,
you don't have anything to give to anybody. You've given everything to Krishna.
你就没有什么可以给别人的了，因为你把一切都给 Krishna 了。
Your body is not yours anymore.Your body is given for the service of Krishna.
你的躯体再也不是你的了，你的躯体已经给了对 Krishna 的服务。
So you don't have anything to give to Krishna. To give to, you've given everything to Krishna, so you cannot give anybody else because you've given everything to Krishna.
你把一切都给了 Krishna, 这样你就没有什么可以给任何其他人的了，因为你把所有的都给了，一切都给了 Krishna.
And you've given your life also to Krishna.
你把你的生活你的生命也给了 Krishna
So they may say No, you have to go and get a job Make the money Pay back the money to me
可他们可能会说不你得去找工作你去赚钱把欠我的钱还给我
But you have to say No, I've already given contract to Krishna
你说不我已经把这合同给了 Krishna
I've given my whole life to Krishna
我把我这一生都给了 Krishna
Yeah, on the spiritual sense, it's like that. 灵性的方面，物质也是。
物质不好。
No, because you're not free anymore. Because you've committed your life to Krishna.
因为你再也没有自由了，你已经把你的一生都承诺给 Krishna 了。
You don't have any independence.
你不再有独立性了。
You're committed to Krishna.
你已经把自己承诺给 Krishna 了。
No, his wife doesn't. That means you have not given everything to Krishna.
要是你的妻子不同意，就证明你还没有把一切都给 Krishna.
You're still thinking my wife.
你还想着我的妻子。
You're not thinking that she's also part of Krishna.
你没有把她想着，她也是 Krishna 的一部分。
We're thinking in some material way, you know.Commit to Krishna is one. You have to give 100% to Krishna. Then you're free 100%.
我们还想着物质的东西，把一切都承诺给 Krishna， 就意味着你可以百分之百的自由了，你就不再对别人有任何义务。
You're still thinking my wife.
你还想着我的妻子呢。
She's not your wife.
她不是你的妻子。
She's Krishna.
她是 Krishna 的。
那我们就可以什么都不用做了，就二十四小时唱诵。No, what does it mean to surrender to Krishna?
不，对 Krishna 臣服是什么意思？
Arjuna is not told just to sit and chant Hare Krishna.
Arjuna 也没有被告知要整天坐在那唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to do your duty.
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna, 你要履行你的职责。
You have to do your duty, but you have to remember him also.
履行你的职责，而且还要记得 Krishna.
Do your duty in Krishna consciousness.
在 Krishna 知觉之中履行你的职责。
So keep your wife in Krishna consciousness.
让你的妻子处于 Krishna 知觉之中。
第三十三节谈到了，如果阿尔朱纳不作战，他将走向地狱。但是这是要旨里说的哈。可是阿尔朱纳他是一个伟大的奉献者，他怎么会下地狱呢？ Krishna 说了，我的奉献者永不堕落。
如果他是奉献者，他应该打仗，因为按照听 Krishna 的话，奉献者 they do what Krishna tells them to do. Devotee means they do what Krishna tells them to do. They accept the discipline.
这里的 Krishna 告诉一个奉献者，他应该做什么，奉献者就应该去做，因为奉献者要接受 Krishna 的纪律的管教。
如果不做，是不是就也要通向地狱啊？
Yeah, if he doesn't do it, then he's not a devotee.
那他就不是奉献者了。
The devotee will take Krishna's instruction.
Krishna 会接受，奉献者会接受 Krishna 的训示的。
他的奉献服务中断一段以后，他还会延续，他还是奉献者，他的身份没有变，他以后继续做奉献者。他先做一点坏事，然后以后他再去做奉献者。
That's not devotee.
那不是奉献者。
That's not very good devotee.
那不是。
A little devotion.
只有一小点奉爱，不是个好奉献者。
为什么说他就像月亮上的一个斑点，没有什么的。
Just like a spot on the moon, it won't affect him as a devotee.
Anyway, for a devotee, it doesn't make any difference heaven or hell.
无论如何，对奉献者而言，天堂地狱都没有区别。
Because hell is heaven if Krishna is there.
因为如果有 Krishna 的话，地狱也是天堂。
He goes to hell, he'll serve Krishna there.
他如果去地狱的话，他会在那里服务 Krishna 的。
Bali Maharaj went to hell, but it was like heaven.
Bali Maharaj 就下地狱了，但那里就像天堂一样。
It was more opulent than heaven.
那里比天堂还富裕呢。
And Krishna went with him to serve him.
Krishna 也跟他一块儿去了，让他服务。
什么叫宗教责任？
宗教责任。
33.
This is referring to Arjuna's duty as a Kshatriya.
这个指的是 Arjuna 作为 Kshatriya 的职责。
Krishna is explaining about that. We were talking about Swadharma, about the duties.
Krishna 在这里提到的，我们讨论的是 Swadharma， 就是我们的职责。
So Arjuna's Swadharma was to fight.
Arjuna 的 Swadharma 就是去作战。
He is a Kshatriya.
他是一个 Kshatriya.
And he has to fight when he's challenged.
当他受到挑战的时候，他就要去作战。
What was Haridas Thakur's Swadharma?
Haridas Thakur's Swadharma 是什么？
Yeah, good. Chanting Hare Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna.
你的 Swadharma 是做饭。你不用打仗，你可以做饭。
我们去游泳。
He said his Swadharma is eating.
我们去游泳，我们去游泳。
他说他的 swadharma 是不用。
对，
维亚
萨写这个 Mahabharata 是给智性不高的那些人看，可是他那里头就说，可能他是用特别公正的那种写法，就卡纳他们，就杜鲁旦他们也有很好的品质了。那个 Krishna 就有时候还打破誓言嘛，就说他要是给那些智性不高的人看，他们就误导他们，他分不清这个
打破誓言。
Break his promise.
就说
Krishna break his promise. Yeah, because we're learning. There's something higher than morality.
因为我们在学习，还有比道德更高的东西。
The Mahabharata is mainly teaching morality.
Mahabharata 主要是教导道德的。
But you have to take the main part of the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita.
但你要抓住 Mahabharata 的这个主旨，就是《薄伽梵歌》。
This is the main part of the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita.
国家梵歌是 Mahabharata 的主要部分。
The other part, that's just the background.
其他部分都算是背景。
Building up the morality, the atmosphere.
就设立起这种建立起这种道德氛围，真正的教导都在这里，国家梵歌之中。
So people often they like Mahabharata, but they don't know what the real meaning of it, the real message is. They get lost in all the other stories.
人们经常喜欢 Mahabharata, 但他们却没有了解到真正的它的主旨是什么，因此他们就迷失在这 Mahabharata 的众多故事之中了。
还有 ，We'll give a little exercise. You can try.
我们给大家做个练习，大家可以试一试。
Swadharma about your duty. What is your swadharma?
考虑一下你自己的 Svadharma 是什么
Are you transcendental? Or you feel you're safer to follow your, do your duties?
你是超然的还是说你现在做你的职责是很安全你是不是按照你的本性在履行你的职责
Are you transcendental? As devotees, are you transcendental? Or as devotees, are you more conscious about doing your duties?
作为奉献者你是更超然呢还是作为奉献者你更在意履行你的职责呢
Can understand?
能明白吗我们都是奉献者我们应该认为我们自己全都是超然的了吗
no, just,
都应该认为自己是超然的
we have no parents and family we don't worry about any debts we're freed, we're transcendental
我们就想着自己超然了自由了再也不用考虑自己的家里人啊父母啊其他这些都没有责任了
Are you transcendental?
你是超然的吗
Talk with your friend.
你跟你们的朋友讨论吧
We will hear.
我们要听一听
OK 我们今天结束 Hare Krishna Shri Prabhupada